Josh, I guess just give us an update over the last 5-6 days, kind of how you've been since the collision, and maybe before that. Can you explain the collision for us?
Yeah, I mean, just feeling good, feeling ready to play. One of those things that happens, but excited to be back tonight.
What happened in the warm-up?
I know you watched the warm-up, Munzee. You probably saw it, didn't you not? Pretty harmless little collision, obviously, but feeling good now.
How important is it for you to get back, obviously, for the home opener tonight to get a taste of this again?
Yeah, home opener is always exciting. I mean, to be back in your own building and starting off another season, that's it's always a lot of fun. So, especially, you know, playing against Minnesota, division rival, and I think everyone's just excited after, some games on the road to get back home. And obviously we're only here for one, but, have a good start on home ice.
Josh, warm-up's supposed to be the most benign part of the day. I mean, how frustrating was that when something goofy like that happens?
Yeah, I mean, that was extremely frustrating, obviously. Obviously you play a contact sport, but I guess you don't anticipate getting something going on in a warm-up, so thankfully I'm back here today, but definitely it was frustrating for a couple days, and happy to be back. Probably maybe I'll make sure I do my chin strap up a little tighter tonight.
Did you perched up top, what did you think of the group on the two games you missed?
Honestly, it was a great effort in Pittsburgh, especially. I thought in New York, the first period we played well. They kind of, I think we got a little bit away from our game in the second and third. But in Pittsburgh, specifically watching the defensemen, I thought they did an amazing job of eliminating time and space of the forwards. And I think as well, like Connor Hellebuck played outstanding in that game, and in New York, so did LB. So. I thought that was a big effort by us in Pittsburgh to get that win and come away even on a road trip.
Have you taken on even more than you wanted to this year just because of the change in the defensive group? And then when you miss like that, you almost feel, through no fault of your own, like it's a bit of a letdown for yourself and the rest of the group?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, honestly, I think probably my biggest goal is in going into any season is to try to be able to play as many games as you can. I think as a player, your goal is, to never miss a game. So it's tough. I mean, obviously, it's not fun sitting out. Unfortunately, I guess at the end of last year, I missed a bunch of games, and it's not fun. But at the same time, you try to be a leader in the room and do what you can to support the guys that are in there. Obviously we had a young back end in those two games, and I thought they did really, really well. And I guess as a player, you always want more, so the opportunity this year that's presented itself excites me a lot, and really excited to try to take the most of it.
With all the concern about concussions, you just had to make sure they didn't have symptoms, or
last
was that
one
never,
guys
never a concern?
I was never diagnosed with a concussion. Obviously I think in today's day and age in the NHL, especially with our team, they do a very good job of being, taking the right precautions. And obviously, like I said, I wasn't diagnosed with a concussion, anything like that, which is obviously why I'm able to play here today. I think, didn't have any of the typical symptoms or anything like that. So by all accounts, from going through the protocols that you have to go through if there's a precaution being put into place, everything was clear and great. So, but I honestly, as frustrating as it is as a player to sort of be held out of games, I think it's something that the league has taken big strides in. And, in the moment as a player, it's very frustrating. But at the same time, I think you thank the people that are in those situations, because it's just not something you want to mess around with. And I thought the team handled it really, really well.
Body on body collision, or was there a stick? Sorry, we do normally watch closely, but
I know. Was there like a really? Was there a really good like media buffet up there or something? I mean, nobody saw the warm ups this game, so
shocked everyone.
I don't know, but just a little collision. Can't confirm on any players. I'm not gonna throw anybody on there. So, we'll have to see. Maybe I'll tell him not to have as nice of media buffets for you guys. Come on.